As part of the prize for winning Torvine's Food Waste Warrior 2025 competition, we were lucky enough to take part in a day of healthy eating cookery sessions. Let's find out how it went.
As you stretch your dough, it should be like an elastic band. Your dough should stretch, but it doesn't want to be stretched, and it should shrink back. So if that happens, give yourself a pat on the back. You've done a really good dough.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Carter.
And I'm Isabella. We are here with Jen from Cooking Together, who has come into school today to teach some of our Key Stage 2 pupils how to cook.
We have also been preparing and making our own nutritious food and also learning how important it is to eat healthily.
Hi Jen, thank you for joining us today.
Hello, good afternoon.
Firstly, how long have you been teaching people to cook in schools and in the community?
I've been teaching cooking for about 27 years now, and this is my own company for about 15 years.
Why is it important to eat healthy foods?
It's really important to eat healthy food to look after your body, to make sure you've got the right energy and the vitamins and minerals to keep you healthy and keep your strong immune system so you don't get ill.
What are your favourite healthy ingredients to cook with?
Well, I love lots of vegetables and fruit, and I like to get that in all my meals, whether I'm cooking or in schools or in the community or if I'm cooking at home. We've gone from a full tomato, so I've cut it into two. Who knows what that's called?
Half.
Perfect. Then I'm going to make that lovely bridge again, and I'm going to saw each half in half again. Come on, then.
Now is quarters.
Quarters, four pieces. Now, when I'm in the claw, if my doggy knife gets too close to my fingers, what is there to protect my fingers from the knife?
Your nail.
My nail. That's it. Sawing back and forth like this.
It's quite easy, but, like... Also, it did splat.
Millie, how many pieces did you do?
Lots.
How can we make vegetables taste nicer?
Well, it's finding the perfect recipe for you. And if you like that recipe, then you're going to eat loads of fruits and vegetables. So soups is a really good one. Salads, couscous salads, pasta. You can put it into bolognese. Maybe you like a Sunday lunch, so you can get loads of vegetables on in your Sunday lunch as well.
Can eating healthy help us feel better or do better in school?
Absolutely. If you have a good breakfast, good lunch, good dinner, you'll have lots of energy, you'll have all the nutrients so that you're wide awake, you're not tired, you're not sleepy, you're not feeling ill. You've got the energy and you've got the brain power to do really well in school and in your lessons. Right, you'll have all tried this sauce. So this is passata. It's tomato that's been squeezed, the seeds and the skin thrown away, and we're just left with the sauce. You'll have all had it on pasta, if not on pizzas before. The green stuff is the herbs again. So I'm gonna go with in, die, two nice big spoonfuls, and then I'm gonna use the back of the spoon and I'm gonna spread the sauce all over, okay, just like that.
What's the easiest healthy meal we can make at home?
Well, you've made some of them this afternoon, because how easy was that corn tikka wrap we made? Delicious. The fruity cheesecake pot we made in minutes. And that lovely healthy pizza, which we could pile loads of sort of vegetables on, was really simple. And you could make loads of those up, freeze them, and you've got them there ready for a snack whenever you want them.
What's the best part about teaching children how to cook?
Well, the best part is always seeing them eat. And I love it when they've made something, they're not sure about it, and then they start eating it and they think, this is delicious. Or, as you were saying this afternoon, that's banging.
Thank you, Jen, for joining us today.
You're welcome. I've really enjoyed it. And if you want to do more cooking, either what we've done today or other recipes, check out my website, www.cookingtogether.co.uk, and there's loads of fab recipes so you can all get cooking.
I enjoyed making the desserts. They were really satisfying. I really like when we poured them on because it was like all drizzling.
I liked the desserts as well because I think it was like yogurt on. We had a wrap and spread it all on, and it was satisfying.
I like making the wrap because all of the
vegetables that we put in were satisfying, and they were all crunchy and soft and squishy.
I loved making the pizza and the wrap. I liked crunching up the cabbage. It was really satisfying.
I liked making everything, but my favourite one to make was definitely the wrap, because I learned how to chop different types of fruits in a certain way.
My favourite bit was making the cheesecake, because all the stuff on you looks very delicious.
I liked all of them, but my favourite was the wrap, because I learned different cutting skills to make all the fruit, then we learned how to roll the wrap properly.
I put mine in the
section. I think this is enough cucumber. I'm gonna do that.